الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن العظيم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, elders and dear friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His abundant blessings and favors upon us. And we send salutations and greetings upon our master and leader Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thirdly, respected elders and dear friends, we recall with pain and anguish the plight of the Muslim Ummah in Gaza, in Palestine, in Sudan, and other parts of the world where our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, children and parents and grandparents continue to endure suffering and oppression at the hands of the oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring an end to the suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant their victory and to prevail over the oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite the Muslim Ummah and reignite within us the passion and the strength and courage to make meaningful contributions to the empowerment and upliftment of the Muslim Ummah. Respected elders and dear friends, as we see these major calamities and major events unfolding in our lives and in the world at large, and we may sometimes become perplexed and overwhelmed with the different challenges and tribulations that we are facing, the solution and the answer to all the stresses and distress and anguish that we have is in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the kalam of Allah, in the Holy Quran, and in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah that we recited is a surah that is known to all of us. It may have been the first, second or third surah that we learned, and it is a surah that children generally learn from the age of 2, 3, 4 years old. And it is possibly the surah that we read most often. May Allah forgive us, we always shortening our salah. So it is possibly a surah that we read very often, Suratul Asr. The surah is made up of 3 verses. And it was revealed in the Meccan period, when Rasulullah ﷺ was still in Mecca prior to Hijrah. And the surah, despite its brevity, despite it being so short and brief, is impactful and comprehensive to the extent that the ulama mentioned that if it was only the surah that we look at and that was revealed, it would have been enough because of the depth of meaning that it contains. So this short surah that we recite ever so often is so deep in meaning and lessons for us. And inshallah, in the few minutes we have today, we will just unpack a little bit of the great lessons and meanings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has contained within the surah for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر. والعصر is an oath. و is a word that is used in an oath, like how we say والله, right? So Allah سبحانه وتعالى is taking an oath on العصر. When Allah سبحانه وتعالى takes an oath on something, it shows the importance and significance of two aspects. One is the thing upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath, the object and the subject, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell us after that. Because with every oath comes what one wants to emphasize. So in this case, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath on is al-asr. So this reflects that the concept of al-asr holds significance and importance in deen and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is al-asr? Mufassirun have mentioned various interpretations for asr, but mainly coming to three key aspects. The first meaning of al-asr is time in its entirety. Time in its entirety from the beginning of time until the end of time. The entire existence of the universe and all the events that transpired and will transpire until the day of Qiyamah. So this in itself is a significant matter, because within this time, all the significant events such as the coming of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the great difficulties that came upon the people and the inhabitants of this world, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great victories that were given to the believers and to the Anbiya alayhi salam, and the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the other great events in Islamic history are all contained within this time. So this is the one interpretation of al-asr. The second, respected elders and dear friends, interpretation of al-asr is the life of man. Our lifetime. Our period of existence in this world. This is another meaning of al-asr. Now, of what significance is our lifetime? Our lifetime, respected elders and dear friends, is essentially our existence. Without it, we are non-existent. We are non-existent. And it is one of those primary things that we will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that man's feet will not move on the day of Qiyamah until he is questioned about five things. About five things. One of those five things is with regards to your life. How did you spend it? So this is our life. Every breath that we have is a moment of opportunity and a moment of accountability. A moment of opportunity and moment of accountability, where we have an opportunity to either do good or do evil. But either way, we are accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we do with our time. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو. Every morning, every day, people go out and carry out their affairs. فَبَائِعُ نَفْسَهُ فَمُعْتِقُهَا أُمُوبِقُهَا. Either he is going to now trade with himself. He is actually the commodity that he is being traded. And through that trade, through the decisions he takes, through the way he spends his time and his day, فَمُعْتِقُهَا أُمُوبِقُهَا. You are either going to save yourself, we are either going to save ourselves, or we are going to destroy ourselves, depending on the decisions we take and the actions that we undertake in our daily affairs. So this is the second meaning of al-asr, our lifetime. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on it is sufficient for us to give it importance. That every day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us life is of significance and importance to us, and it is something that we should hold dearly and importantly. It is not something that we should allow to go into waste, into futility. If you just look at, especially in our time, when we talk about our life and how we spend it, then there are one or two important facts that we need to be aware of. We know that social media is something that is prevailing, prevalent in society. Our phones are at our beck and call. They don't leave our side. How much of our time do we dedicate and invest in these sites that we use? Studies have indicated, and there was a study conducted, a global study, on people aged between the age of 16 and 64. And the global average of time spent not on a device, but on social media alone, is approximately 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours a day spent on social media. And the South African average is even higher. It is closer to 3.5 hours. So just a point of reflection on this concept of time. And Allah knows best how much of time we, each in our individual capacity, are spending. It's a point of personal reflection. And we should also, you know, look into it with our families and children, etc. So you take our time spent on social media. Right? And we know for ourselves, as users of these platforms, that there is some good on it, there is some good content, there is some beneficial content, but there is also harmful content. There is also content that comes about sometimes with unintentionally, inadvertently, you are scrolling and something pops up, and that will inevitably cause you some harm or the other. Nonetheless, Let's just reflect over maybe the past week, and let's say we are below the South African average, we are on the global average, and therefore 2.5 hours a day multiplied by 7 days in the week gives you roughly 15 hours. Roughly 15 hours of using social media, right? In that time, more or less, some people will be less, some will be more. In that time that we have invested, because this time is what we have at our disposal to use wisely or unwisely. So we have invested this time, and we have maybe the excuse that, oh, there is something useful there. Okay, let us ask ourselves the question then, from the time that we have invested, and the different things we have watched and read and so on, how much of it do we still remember? How much of it do we still remember has added value, long-term value to our lives? It will generally be one or two things, or maybe nothing at all. Because of the way it is presented, and in short snippets, the mind is unable to process so many different pieces of random information at one time and absorb it over long term. That is the nature of how these platforms are built. They are short spurts of different types of things, which one cannot mentally absorb and retain for a long period of time. So fundamentally, beneficial or not, it is generally a waste of time. And if you look at it, just, you know, taking simple numbers, 15 hours a week is effectively two working days. Two working days is gone down the drain. So this then impacts on our spirituality, because we are wasting our time. It impacts on our productivity in the workplace, and people who are employers and, you know, who take ownership of productivity in the workplace will know about it. So it is time that we understand how beneficial and how harmful these platforms are to us in reflection of Suratul Asr. Okay, so that was just a side note. Wal Asr refers to either time in its entirety or our lifetime. And thirdly, the third meaning of Wal Asr is Salatul Asr, which is one of the five fard salahs that we have to perform. And it is more emphasized than others because it is often neglected as opposed to the other salawat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, Man salla al-bardain dakhal al-jannah. That person who performs the two cool salahs, meaning Salatul Fajr and Salatul Asr, will enter Jannah. So this is an additional emphasis given to these two salawat over the other salahs, because people are generally negligent when it comes to these two salahs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ protect and safeguard all your salahs. But over and above that, Allah says, وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى and the middle salah. Many mufassirun of the opinion that as-salatul wusta refers to salatul asr. So special significance and emphasis is put on salatul asr. So when we read suratul asr, then let us ensure that we keep all these important elements in mind. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the what the actual oath is. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. So the first emphasis is in the oath itself. Then inna is another form of emphasis, and la is also so three forms of emphasis on one point. What is the point? Insan fi khusr. Human being, mankind are in an absolute state of loss. Not loss in terms of one aspect, but in an absolute state of loss. If you take all factors into account, the net effect is loss. And this is because of the nature of insan, the way we use our time, the way we spend our lives in, as insan in general. And people will find themselves in a state of loss. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the way out of loss. There are certain requirements to be met to not fall into this category of the losers. What are those four requirements? So all of these, it is not either or. All four of these requirements must be met. Allah says, illa, illa means except. Illa alladhina, except those who. Allah does not say, except he who. Allah says, except those who. And this reflects the importance of the community, the importance of the ummah as one. That when, for salvation to occur, then we need to act as a unit, as an ummah, and move in a certain direction as an ummah. If people choose to go their individual ways, even in the path of righteousness, if you choose to go yourself and leave everyone behind and not care for everyone else, then this does not allow you to qualify to be out of loss. So illa alladhina amanu, the first requirement is iman, to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second requirement, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who do good deeds. So iman is something that each person works on and achieves by himself. May Allah grant us true iman and strong iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and then one is required to do good deeds. One is required to engage in a'mal salihah, in deeds that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if we look at our lives in general and how we spend our time, it is each person to reflect on his own condition. How much of our routine is spent in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tilawah of Quran, in dhikr, in serving our parents, in being kind to insan, in charity and so on. And how much of our time is spent in dedicated disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is television or social media or gossiping or, you know, being on the job but sleeping on the job, not working when you're supposed to be working, etc. Just compare the two and see. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah. So this is the second requirement, iman, and then a'mal saliha. And that obviously means that we need to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now this takes us to the last two points, both of which relate to the community and the ummah moving in a certain direction. Allah says, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, that as a collective they promote haq, they promote truth, they promote the obedience of Allah, they promote goodness. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, and they promote and encourage each other, they motivate one another on patience, patience in times of adversity, patience in staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, respected elders and dear friends, are the four requirements to save ourselves from a state of loss. And just a reflection as we close, inshallah, is that when we look at the general approach that we adopt nowadays, is we tend not to, whilst we are very much minding everyone else's business, but when it comes to deen, then we don't want to get involved. You see your brother breaking ties with your parents, but just let him be. You see your brother involved in haram, you see your sister involved in haram, but let them be. We don't want to cause problems in the family. We don't want to interject and interfere, and get involved. But what is the objective of the ummah? The objective of us as units of this ummah is to pull each other together towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to take ownership of our community, first our children. How many of us, unfortunately, respected elders and dear friends, are engaged in acts of disobedience of Allah with our children? We do it together with them, whether it is listening to music or watching the television or whatever else. We gossip with them. So whilst we are supposed to take all, we are all supposed to move towards Allah, we are taking their hands and taking them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Surah Al-Asr gives us a reminder of being responsible and accountable for our time. My time has also ended. So we will end on that note, respected elders and dear friends. Let us, when we read the Surah Al-Asr, let us reflect over it, take lesson from it, and ensure that we meet the four criteria to avoid being in an absolute state of loss. On a closing note, the Surah Al-Asr was a surah that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would read abundantly. Whenever they met and parted ways, they would read the Surah Al-Asr to one another as a reminder for the lessons contained therein. So let us also try and implement this and recite Surah Al-Asr not only in Salah, but also out of Salah as a point of reflection as often as possible. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.